here's a story from The World.
The pandemic has brought along its fair share of viral food trends, and some credit goes to TikTok, where a lot of these trends gain traction. The latest is a craze over fufu, fufu being the starchy staple in West African cooking. The World's Bianca Hillier has a story on how fufu became a thing.
When Keith Otoo posted his first TikTok of fufu, nobody really watched.
Today we have okra soup, eating with gari or fufu.
I posted it. It didn't take off, so I didn't think nothing of it.
But then Keith, who's from Cameroon, posted another fufu video.
So we're going to go ahead and eat. So you want to break your fufu and then just dip it.
This time, the elusive TikTok algorithm did its thing.
That one went absolutely nuts. And people are like, oh my God, what is that?
It's so good, man.
Fufu is a soft, spongy, stretchy dough eaten with all kinds of soups and stews in West Africa.
Fufu goes with any soup, like with okra, with vegetable soup, even with spinach.
Nigerian chef Joyce Edom says fufu is one of the most common foods in the region, but making it can be a laborious task. She walks through the process on her YouTube channel.
Now, all you need to do is to bring the cassava into a white pot.
First, you boil cassava, a starchy root vegetable. Fufu can also be made with yuca, white yams, or plantains. But no matter the ingredient, the next step is to mash and pound the mixture until it's thick.
But you have to stay this hard enough to dissolve the lumps and so that everything comes together.
Some people on TikTok say the finished product looks like mashed potatoes. But you don't eat fufu with a spoon. Instead, Edom says fufu becomes the spoon.
You fetch just a little portion, just like a small ball, and mold it with your hand. Then you make a dent with your finger. Then you dip it inside the soup. As you dip it inside the soup and place it in your mouth, you're supposed to, like, lick your finger.
Lick your fingers, slurp the soup, and then swallow whole. No chewing, she says, if you want to do it right. On TikTok, fufu videos have been watched nearly 310 million times. All this attention on such a staple dish is something fellow Nigerian chef Lola Oshankalu never expected.
Of all dishes, we have our rice meals, we have beans, we have everything. It's fufu that is trending. It's really surprising.
Surprising and welcomed. Chef Oshankalu moved from Nigeria to California 10 years ago and says she's excited about seeing more food from the continent in the U.S.
Oftentimes, you know, the knowledge about African food is limited when you leave Africa. So I'm glad because the beauty of African food is coming out there to the public and people are seeing and appreciating it. It gladdens my heart.
Most TikTok reviews are positive.
So it looks delicious and it smells so good.
And let's just grab a little bit.
Scoop it. That was so worth it.
But the internet is the internet. And some people trying fufu for the first time don't like it. Keith Otoo says he's seen videos of people spitting it out and scraping their tongue.
You know, that's not only demeaning, but is disrespectful to a culture. Like, it's okay not to like food, but there's a difference between not liking food and disrespecting it.
If you taste fufu and don't like it, there are a lot of other West African dishes to try, says Ghanaian-American chef Eric Ajapong.
Bofrot is like a West African donut, often called puff puff. Stews, like the peanut butter soups and the light soups, jollof rice is a huge deal.
No matter what dish you choose, Chef Joyce Edom in Nigeria says she's thrilled for this focus on West African cuisine.
Our food, our local food becoming very popular. It's getting attention. It makes me really happy and I'm so proud of it.
Proud and newly popular herself. Edom says her own videos on YouTube have seen a spike in views as TikTok users rush to learn more about fufu. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.